Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Logan has been, as you know, if you've been listening to the show, on an interesting trip. I talked to her by Skype last night, and she just left Cambodia, went through kind of an interesting little trip to get to Malaysia, and that's where she is right now. And a few things are pretty interesting that she is experiencing. There are some photographs, videos already up that you can access, especially through the members area, and we'll have more of that. She told me she was getting a whole bunch of new photography, and she's going to be back in a couple of weeks now, so we're looking forward to seeing her for sure, and then all of the stuff that she's going to be coming back with to show us. This hour is brought to you by a couple of things, the Organic Club of America. And if you join the Organic Club of America, that's where you can go in and see some of these videos and some of the things that we've been producing recently from some of my old photography from years ago that we've never used before. We've had it digitized and added to the members area there. And then the other thing is the new book that I have that's coming out. It's the Organic Lawn Care. University of Texas Press has produced it. It'll be out next month somewhere. They're already starting to market it to some degree on their website, universityoftexaspress.com. You can check it out there. And I was going to move the first one of the video slideshows that we did in the members area over to the public side, and I ran into a couple of little issues. So right now, all of those new video slideshows of Henry Moore, the sculptor's house, the underwater shots of Galapagos and Virgin Islands, summer that we spent there when I was in college, which is kind of weird and interesting stuff, is just in the members area. And we'd love to have you join. There's a lot of other advantages there as well, in addition to getting a copy of the book, The Organic Manual, the little red book that we produced some time ago. Let's see what else we need to talk about before we went back to the phones. One of the things in my new book, Organic Lawn Care, and I'm starting to talk about this a little bit more in my speeches and presentations that I give. I was at Marty Whittakin's event yesterday out in Plano, and we're revving this up a little bit because you would think that most everybody would understand that some of the pesticides and some of the things that we don't recommend are really, really unhealthy and bad for you. And there continues to be more and more data pile up that proves all of this. And we've got a lot of it on the website, and there's more coming on all the time. There are still people that are writing about and talking about things like Roundup, the glyphosate product, MSMA, although it's been taken off the market for homeowners to a certain degree, it's still out there for use in agriculture. The SU herbicides like Manage and Oust, incredibly damaging at parts per billion, just very low amounts. And 2,4-D, it has direct links now to some cancers. But the one that's the most interesting is Roundup. Some people continue to recommend it like it's just the most safe product in the world, that it goes away as soon as it hits the soil and all that kind of thing. It has been now directly related to some gut issues because what it does in the soil that we've been talking about for a long time that's so bad is that it interferes with beneficial biological activity in the soil, and that leads to a domino effect that causes all kinds of problems. Well, now there is direct evidence of direct damage that Roundup does to kids, and one of the things that they're linking it to directly is autism. And it's not a hyperbole, it's not hyperbolic at all. The kids with with autism, the statistics are staggering. It's already up to 1 in 4 kids or some ridiculous statistic of kids are having some form of autism. And some of the people that have been looking into this, we met an organic fellow from England who really is trying to make a big point about this, and I appreciate the fact that he's doing it. He's saying that, and he's a doctor, he's saying that we may have a situation soon where 1 of 2 children have autism. Half the kids have that, and it's linked to Roundup to a great degree. So when people tell you that those things are perfectly safe if they're used according to label instructions, question them. You know, say, have you read this? Have you seen that? And you can see all this stuff yourself if you haven't. A lot of it's on our website in the research area of the website, and then there's a lot more by just doing a Google search, and it'll come right up for you. Finding Roundup, you know, all over the world in places where it shouldn't be, including in the water, is just one of the issues. We started, and the farmers, the only reason this GMO, a genetically modified industry, and the use of Roundup so ubiquitously out there is slowing down a little bit, is that the farmers and ranchers are discovering a reduction in their production, and that's a cost problem, you know. And the reason is, you foul up the biological activity in the soil, which is the main thing we try to promote here, and the thing that it damages the most. When you foul up that biological activity in the soil, the carbon in the soil is not going to be there. The microbes aren't going to be there that are related to the carbon. The nutrients are not going to be available to the plants. The tilth of the soil, the oxygen in the soil, everything gets affected, and what goes downhill is the health of the plants and the health of the nutrition that comes from the plants that are grown on that kind of land. So anyway, telephone number to be on the show is 866-444-3478. Next up is Ruth in Fort Worth. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. Do you think it's too late to put corn gluten meal out for stickers?
It's never too late.
I'm so confused because we've had cold, and then it'll get hot and cold, and so I'm confused.
Well, I am too. It's the most roller coaster weather we've ever seen, Ruth.
Yeah.
And you're thinking right. I think that it's probably still within the window to do it because grass burrs germinate kind of late. They really need really warm conditions.
Yeah.
In general, before they germinate. Now, I'm sure there's probably some that have already germinated. Some of my listeners in the past have sent me pictures of grass burrs that tended to indicate that they had perennialized.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if they have done that, you know, the corn gluten meal won't do you a bit of good. It'll just make them grow bigger. So
yeah.
Go ahead and do it if your budget allows. Put the corn gluten meal out. If you want to do something that maybe is a little more cost effective that will give you the same kind of results on a little longer term basis, put out dry humates or liquid humic acid products. And, of course, that's kind of part of the commercial versions of the Garrett juice. That's one of the reasons why that stuff works so well.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to try it. I know it's kind of expensive, but if I can get rid of those stickers, I'll be glad to.
Anything you can do to build the carbon in the soil is what gets rid of the grass burrs long term.
Okay, well, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ruth.
Bye.
And it's Joe's turn in Weatherford. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, Howard.
What's going on?
I have bull nettles starting to grow in my coastal field, and I'm trying not to use any kind of Roundup or anything like that. Do you have a suggestion on the way to kill these things out?
Well, you're thinking, well, you kill bull nettle out by giving it too much tender, loving care. It really doesn't like, it's kind of like grass burrs to a degree, Joe. It doesn't like healthy, biologically active soil that has real high levels of humic acid. So wherever you have those spots loaded up with dry molasses, humates, Garrett juice, alfalfa meal, compost, tree trimmings, you know, fresh tree trimmings out of the arborist truck, anything you can get your hands on, they're going to help build the carbon in the soil. You can burn them and kill them, just like we were talking earlier in the show, with the flamethrower weeders, with vinegar products, with orange oil, delaminine products, or with fatty acid products like Scythe and Monterey. They'll kill the young growing bull nettle and cockle burrs, anything that you have, broadleaf weeds. But to kill them out, you just simply have to build the health of that soil and get it in better shape, and then they go away.
All right, Howard, thank you very much. So I'll give that a try.
I appreciate your call. You can look into that flamethrower and the fatty acid products to, you know, get rid of the immediate problem, but build that soil for the long-term control.
All right, thank you. Okay. I've tried digging them up and everything. That hadn't worked.
No, it's a lot of work, I know. Well, good luck, Joe.
All right, thank you, sir.
It's like a lot of noxious weeds. You get rid of them temporarily with certain things, and then long-term, you got to change that soil. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, more for you right after this. Don't go away. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and a pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard back with you. 866-444-3478. Here's Sean in Roanoke, Texas.
Hey, Howard. Good morning. Got a couple of questions.
Okay.
The first of which pertains to a lawn of a house that we just moved into a little over a month ago.
Okay.
The grass and the lawn in general was severely neglected. Appears to have been scalped through the mowing. Right now, it is completely overrun with with all the winter weeds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just a blanket of weeds. It looks like there may be Bermuda down underneath. Of course, it's still too cool for the Bermuda to start growing. I went through and laid down dry molasses last weekend at about 18 pounds per thousand. And okay. I was wondering, there's a couple of bare spots. I thought about laying some type of Bermuda sod, but I'm wondering, what do you think should be the course of action? I've never had to deal with a lawn this neglected from the beginning before.
Okay. Are we in full sun, part shade, full shade? What's the condition?
There are some areas that will be receiving afternoon shade, and then the lawn is kind of east or west, so there's some that'll get morning shade. It is the majority of it gets a decent amount of sunlight, though.
Okay. I would, if it were mine, and I've done this, I've been through this kind of situation with the house we live in now. It was just the lawn had been, totally ignored for a long time, just like yours when we moved in. What I did and what I've recommended in a lot of cases is to go ahead and fertilize what you have started with the dry molasses. It functions as a fertilizer. And go ahead and start mowing and maybe plan on doing a second application of fertilizer with maybe one of the blends, like the alfalfa-based product that Nature's Guide makes or something similar to that. We normally recommend early June for that. In your case, you might step that up a little quicker. and spray some Garrett juice across the place. And let's just see what comes out once the rescue grass and Poa annua and chickweed and all the things that you probably have there growing as cool season things start to burn out. We'll see what you have. See if you've got any Bermuda grass there, got any St. Augustine, or what you've got. See what areas are really bare. It'll be better timing then to plant new solid sod or whatever you decide to do if you discover that there are areas that are totally dead. It may surprise you how much grass there is there that's just hidden by the winter weeds right now.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a plan on that.
That's probably what I do. The only thing else you might consider is getting a company to come in and do core aeration for you so that when you put down the next round of fertilizer, and you might want to put out some lava sand or some other kind of rock material too, zeolite, lava sand, azomite, something like that, and doing it while the holes are open will help kind of move you along the direction you want to go.
Okay. My other question, Howard, was a tree question.
Okay.
I don't have any trees in the yard, and, you know, I had intentions of planting a bur oak out there, which I know is, an appropriate tree for this area. However, I found a good deal on chinkapin oaks, and I just wondered, I've moved up from the south part of the state. Are those able to sustain the winters?
And it's a hardy tree. It's a good tree. Bur oak probably grows a little faster and gets a little bigger, but chinkapin oak is good. There are some gigantic ones in Lakewood and in other parts of North Texas. I mean, trunks, 3 and 4 feet in caliper, really, hundreds of years old trees.
Okay, great.
So it's a pretty one, yeah.
Well, okay. Thank you very much.
Well, good luck with your new place.
All right, thank you.
Talk to you later. Let's go to see what Patrick is up to in Dallas. Hey, Patrick.
Hello, Mr. Jared. Just want to say thank you for all the great information you share with us every week.
My pleasure.
With the big ice storms we got hit with this winter, my Asian jasmine right now in front of my house is brown with very little signs of green life growing in it.
Mine is, too.
Are those sheets of ice that sat on it, do you think that did them in, or are they hardy enough where it'll come back?
Sheets of ice don't hurt much at all, Patrick. In fact, they can even give a little bit of an insulating effect. A dry coal that can get, go on down and penetrate better is much more damaging. What I have done, and I need to do it a little lower, the guys didn't mow it quite low enough, but the best thing to do is to mow Asian jasmine off with a lawnmower and make sure your blade is real nice and sharp and get all that dead taken off, put in the compost pile, and it'll probably come back out without any trouble. There's a possibility of some complete kill from freeze damage with the kind of winter we had, the real hot and then real cold roller coaster stuff. But I think for the most part, it's cosmetic, and it'll come back out with a vengeance. Were you using organic fertilizers?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Absolutely. I've been listening to you about 5 years.
Yeah, you shouldn't have a problem at all.
Okay. And should I use Garrett juice on my tomato plants? The first time I've ever planted them.
I would, because there's nothing that will help set flowers and fruit like that Garrett juice mixture. Also, whack the tomatoes around a little bit every now and then. Kind of beat them around, literally. It scares them into setting fruit even better. I got to run. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Be back with you right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today. Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We do a newsletter. It's free. All you have to do is send us an email and indicate that you want to get it. You can fill out the form on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. It's the easiest, quickest way to start getting it. We do it weekly. It covers one subject at a time, all kinds of subjects. You can go back and look at the archives of the past newsletters as well. But if you want to join the group of people that get it, jump on board. We'd love to have you. We real quickly, before we go back to the phones, my Dallas Morning News column runs in the Dallas Morning News on Thursdays. And we had somebody ask me about Rose Rosette not too long ago, and I commented on it. We had a critic come at me and say that I was being incompetent and irresponsible by saying that there was a cure, that all the universities, including A&M, say there is no cure, and that I shouldn't be saying that there is. Well, there is, and we've proved it. We've done it several times. The most recent one was on a very large commercial project in Dallas that I'll Beauchamp going to be getting with the horticulture of the Stonehead early in the week, I think. And we're trying to get input back from everybody about this. It's actually a pretty simple solution, and it's pretty fascinating. On the other hand, that all the universities that I've been able to find on the web and everything say that there is absolutely no cure for it, and all you can do is tear the plants out and throw them away and give up. We don't ever agree with that on anything. We find that even oak wilt, you know, some of the most hard to control diseases out there are controllable if you use the biological approach, kicking the biology up. One of the things that the reason I brought this story up, this same person came at me again after I wrote an answer and said that, you know, at least you ought to try what I recommend before you take the plants out and throw them away, because if it doesn't work, you can take them out and throw them away, and the improvement to the soil will help whatever you try to plant later on. Well, she didn't agree with any of that stuff, so we are going to have to start continue to talk about it, because apparently there are a lot of nurseries, including some of the so-called organic ones out there, that are saying the same thing, that there is no cure. What the cure is on our website. We did a newsletter on it. It's in the library. It's real simple. It's the basic organic program specialized into the sick tree treatment, which we've recommended for trees and other woody plants for a long time. But in this case, we added something to the spray part of the sick tree treatment, and that is hydrogen peroxide. And to treat the cuts with hydrogen peroxide, you know, during pruning and all that, get all the distorted and red and badly shapen foliage and stems cut away, treat with spray of hydrogen peroxide by itself, or it can be in with the Garrett juice. But the Garrett juice needs to be sprayed on the foliage and drenched into the root zone. And voila, what you have is that the new growth comes out healthy and looks fine. You don't have to tear the plants out. One of the interesting things about Rose Rosette, I was talking to Bob Webster about it on his show, they haven't gotten any reports of it at all in San Antonio yet. I've gotten reports from Georgia and from here in Texas, especially out in the north part of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and from a few other states, some up in the Midwest. But it's real spotty right now, but just starting to happen around the country. It's a viral-like disease is how the experts explain it. Carol at Holly Lake Ranch next up. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I have two problems. One, I went out the other day and looked, and I have some nice big dogwoods that the sapsuckers are eating on.
Okay.
Can I save them?
Oh, yeah. What happens there is the same thing that happens when you have mistletoe on the tree or you have a real heavy load of galls, Carol. Mm-hmm. That your tree is unhappy about something.
Well, we've had not much rain, and I live out in the woods and the forest and don't water a lot, but should I water more?
Yeah, as you know, the dogwood is a tree that has a very shallow root system, and it likes a lot of moisture, and it normally gets more moisture than we've been having. I'm not too happy, I'm sure you aren't either, about this drought that we seem to be moving farther and farther into. But, yeah, putting a hose and letting it run for a real long period of time and really thoroughly soak. After you do the other part of the sick tree treatment, and the most important step of the sick tree treatment, Carol, is to remove the soil from the flare of the tree. And it doesn't matter whether you're talking about a native tree that grew from a seed or a plant that you bought at a nursery and planted. Either category and everything in between can be too deep in the soil if you don't see a dramatic flare exposed above the ground. That's the most common source of the stress that I see that leads to sapsucker damage and some of these other problems.
Well, do I need to try to treat the sapsucker damage? Because it's all the way around the tree, about 6 or 8 inches down.
Yeah, what I would treat it with is called the tree trunk goop, and it's a mixture that you can make yourself. The formula is on my website under the word guides, the button guides on the homepage. What it is equal amounts of compost, and you can buy a bag of it or use your own, doesn't make any difference, either one. Compost, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth. You mix those in equal amounts, add some water, and turn it into a mud, and then you plaster it on there into those holes. It feeds the plant through the wounds and through the bark and helps them to callus over and heal and also keep the bird away in the meantime.
Well, if it's up too high for me to get to on a ladder, is there any other thing I can do?
Well, you can spray. You can use a Garrett juice type mixture and get some kind of a trombone sprayer or a backpack sprayer or something that'll spray 20 or so feet and hit those areas. And if you mix a little bit of diatomaceous earth into your liquid, it'll still spray as a liquid.
Okay.
And that's a kind of a secondary way to apply something to the damage.
Okay.
Are these trees you planted, or were they native there?
They're native.
Okay. Even though they're native, remember, you know, we uncovered the native Texas champion pecan tree in Weatherford. We took 4.5-5 feet of soil off of it. So it doesn't matter whether it's native or planted. There can always be a problem about the flare being covered up. And if the flare is covered, the plant is not going to be healthy. And then the plant concentrates sugars in certain places in the plant. That's part of its self-regulation and trying to get over this problem. And that is detectable by squirrels and sapsucker birds and other kind of animals. And once you fix whatever causes the stress. I've seen it on Japanese maples, for example, in my own yard where I had them too deep in the pot or too deep in the ground.
Yeah.
Once you fix it, they'll go to other plants.
Okay. Well, I hope they leave all of our stuff alone. We got enough trouble with that and deer. But my other problem is leaf cutter ants.
Oh, boy. You got
That's how I noticed one of my dogwoods.
Yeah.
Is that I saw all the flowers laying on the ground and the leaf cutters carrying them off.
Okay. You've got some tough pests. You can look at what we've written in the Texas Bug Book, and it'll be on the website as well. But what I have found that works as well as anything is cedar spread on the ground. The Texas leafcutter ants like to have their little trails on soil, as you probably have noticed.
Oh, yes.
They make those little trails on the soil. If you put out a fine textured mulch, especially cedar that has some kind of fragrance, that irritates the heck out of them. They don't like that a bit. You can add diatomaceous earth to it and makes it work even better. The garlic pepper tea sprays irritate them and will help keep them away from your plants. The only real long-term control, though, is to go back and find those huge colonies where they are.
Oh, I know where they are.
And treat the colony and try to cave it in. Try to flood it and cave it in. Build a dam around it and add some kind of organic pest control to it, but fill it with water and flood it. It'll actually cave in on them, and it probably moves them to other places, but it's as effective as any kind of toxic chemical.
Yeah, well, we've learned through the years of living out here that they go like 20 feet deep.
18, oh, yeah, they're big.
20 feet deep.
Big colonies, yeah.
And so they spread from the neighbor's yard who doesn't take care of them to everybody else's.
Well, set up some conditions there that they won't like.
Okay.
And it really works.
Okay. Our other problem is deer, and we're overpopulated, and they love everything.
Well, they're sweet little gentle creatures, but, man, they do some damage. All I can recommend to you is read the entries we've got on the website and other people's about plants that are deer resistant, and it's about all you can do. I did see one technique used at a ranch down in Medina, Texas years ago that worked pretty well on a ranch home. They put a single wire electric fence around their property to keep the deer away from the landscaping and the beds and the, you know, vegetable garden and stuff like that. And, you know, deer could easily jump over it. They set it at like 3 feet high or something like that. But the deer that came up and accidentally bumped into it apparently told their friends about it And it worked. It worked very, very well for them.
My neighbor has six wires. They go in between them. They don't let it bother them.
Really? Okay. Uh-huh. And they keep it on all the time?
Uh-huh. Most of it.
Well, you might try the simpler version, the one wire. It might trick them.
Well, they started with that.
Oh, and they kept adding to it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's interesting. We have very loving deer out here who eat everything, no matter how deer-resistant it is.
I understand.
So, thank you so much.
And even though venison's good, you don't need that much. So
they won't let us kill them.
I understand. Good luck, Carol.
Thank you.
Talk to you
Bye.
Later. Yeah, she's got the worst pests of all, and that one's really tough. Kathy in Dallas next up. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Howard, this is yet another weed question. We have some acreage outside of Fredericksburg, uh-huh. and it's pretty much rock-rich, dirt poor. And we didn't have any purple thistle until after 2011, you know, with the drought.
Uh-huh.
And now the property is inundated with it. And basically, can you recommend something cheap that'll cover a huge amount of area that we can kind of get rid of?
Tell you what, let's talk off the air about a couple of things, and then I'll bring the results back to the audience when we come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back with you right after this. Crazy water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Crazy water is what I drink, and you should too. Deep underground Mother Nature infuses crazy water with the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals for the health of your body. You can get all the crazy water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and find a store in your area. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will, too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Kathy and I talked about controlling thistle off the air there, and it's kind of the same thing we've talked about with bull nettle and some other weeds today. Is you can kill the existing plants with the organic alternative, seems like the little flamethrower that we've talked about, if you're real careful. The fatty acid product like scythe and Monterey and vinegar and delimining products, especially when they're young and coming up. She and I talked about trying to put some corn gluten meal in some areas and see if we can't shut down the seed germination where that's happening. We got plant, in her case, there were already plants growing, so they'll have to be handled with one of the alternative herbicides. And then long-term, building that carbon in the soil, which is tough when you have a hill country type soil like she had, a lot of rock and not much soil, but you can still build soil with shredded tree trimmings, getting the shredded tree trimmings out of the arborist, the tree care company's trucks, and broadcasting them or grinding your own material on your own place. If you can't grind it, just chopping it into as fine a pieces as you can and putting it around. It's amazing what is that material decays, how it builds the carbon, builds the humates, builds the humic acids in the soil, and helps to change the conditions that allow thistle and other noxious weeds to grow. Any kind of organic fertilizer or amendments that you can concentrate in those areas will help a lot. But it's a two-step deal. You got to deal with the plants that are growing. You got to deal with the conditions that brought the plant around in the first place. I pulled up a couple of university sites real quick just out of curiosity to see what universities recommend, and it's really frustrating to see that in writing. I mean, Roundup, Picloram, 2,4-D, what else? Tordon, which is pickle ram, crossbow, ally, dicamba. In other words, every one of them, neurotoxins, and extremely dangerous. And, they don't even give any alternatives. There's not even a column there or a paragraph that says, you know, if you are into wanting to do something halfway intelligent, here's something for you to try. Well, they wouldn't say that, of course. But if you want to try an organic alternative, here's a way to go. There's absolutely no help there at all. Thus, the need for DirtDoctor.com. Flora in Cleburne next up. Hi, Flora.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good, thank you.
Good. I have two questions for you. One's about passion fruit. I want to grow a passion fruit in the ground if I can. If not, I'll put it in a pot and bring it in. And I was wondering if you knew a kind of passion fruit that would grow good with the cold we get in the winter here.
Well, there are native passion vines, passion fruit, native to Texas, native to this part of the country. They tend to be, unfortunately, the really aggressive ones as far as spreading underground and coming up all over the place, and you have to deal with that a little bit. But if you go to the garden centers and just buy the common purple passion fruit or passion vine, whatever they're calling it, it will usually be very hardy and make it through the winters. There are tropical passion fruit as well. The real fancy colors, there's some yellow ones, there's some red ones, there's different color. I have a pure white at home that's just spectacular that I got from Bob down in Bob Webster down in San Antonio. It may have gotten killed this year. The trunk at the base split open, and so we're going to be seeing if it comes back from the ground or not. I was talking to Bob about his in San Antonio, and he saw the same thing down there. If it doesn't come back, we'll just go buy another one and plant it because it grows incredibly fast and will produce the fruit that you're probably looking for and all that. But the answer to your question is there are very hardy, winter hardy passion fruit, passion vines, and there are tropical ones that don't have a chance. So just be careful which ones that you buy.
Okay, thank you. I have one more quick question on tomatoes.
Okay.
I'm looking for a tomato that's absolutely delicious, and I've had a hard time the last few years getting a tomato I love. The only one I've gotten that I loved is from a seed I got from the grocery store that I planted for a few years, but they grow so tall, 6 and 7 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking for a couple of your favorite delicious tomatoes.
Okay. I tell you, the most delicious one I've ever had in my life, and it's make a note of it, but it's going to be harder to find for you. I got mine originally from a listener, and through the years I shared seed with people, and somehow or another I managed to use up all my seed, and I don't even have any more. It's called Italian Ugly. It's probably sold under some other names that are similar. It's called Italian Ugly because it develops a real wrinkly, ugly-looking fruit, but it is so delicious. It's incredible. There are a lot of others that are in the really good category. The easiest one to grow that has a wonderful flavor is the Wild Currant tomatoes. And they come in yellow or in red. They're the size of grapes. They grow in clusters like grapes. Extremely easy to grow. And they have a wonderful flavor. And just a piece of cake. They're really good for kids and people that are starting gardening because they're so easy to grow. And it's easy to save the seed and grow some more of the same ones the next year. If you'll look on Facebook, we've covered a bunch of other tomatoes that we recommend and that the listeners have recommended. I'll put you on hold. If you had something else, got to run for a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. DirtDoctor.com is their website.